Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Phil Olson.
And good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state, as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more. And gosh, Merry Christmas to everybody.
Absolutely. Good morning, Texas. Hope everybody's having a continuation of a very Merry Christmas as down the stretch we come on 2020. Looking forward to 2021. We thought, as crazy as this year, we do this at this time anyway, but we thought we'd take a look back at things in the outdoor world and other places that made news.
And perhaps a little look forward.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, always looking forward. Optimistic Americans and Texans that we are.
Yes, indeed.
You know, looking forward, and we'll overcome, adapt, overcome. We've got that headed your way. We do have some news that we will sprinkle in, and like we said, news from around the country, as well as here as the Lone Star State. So we got a big show headed your way, so y'all stick around. And remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit hfotusa.org.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are a few of the things many of us take for granted. Yet, for many United States military veterans, finding and affording oral health care is a challenge many of us don't think about. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to see one veteran with special needs one time per year. Visit willyouseeonevet.org to learn more. That's willyouseeonevet.org.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And Harold, right off the bat, I mean, here we are going to look back at 2020, look ahead at 2021. And this is the season of giving.
Indeed.
And a youngster checked in with us.
Oh.
Little Johnny.
Yes.
Yes, little Johnny. In school before they let out for the Christmas holidays, you know, a teacher was going around her class asking each of the kids what they needed at home, and Joey said, a computer. And the teacher replied, well, yeah, that would be useful. And Jenny said, a new lawnmower. And the teacher again replies, that would also be very useful. Well, little Johnny pops up and says, at my house, we don't need anything. The teacher asking to think again carefully, as everybody needs something. Little Johnny replied, nope, I'm sure we don't. When Biden was elected, I clearly remember my dad saying, well, that's the last frickin' thing we needed. So anyway, you know.
Yeah, And we'll probably get even more political later in the show, but...
We may.
Boy, what a year.
It really has been. And looking ahead a bit as well as behind, we're still wrapped in the Lone Star State and really through the center portion of the country, kind of an Indian summer. Mm-hmm. It's been mild. Really haven't had... You know, in the southern part of the state,
right?
Any really frosty, frigid weather that would threaten, you know, our coastal fisheries. And looking ahead for the extended forecast over the first 90 days of 2021, again, it's going to be milder than normal. It's going to be mild on over into the Rockies. Uh-huh. Snow is going to be less.
Right.
And so kind of crazy. Let me ask you this, and I want to see how observant you are. I know that you're an observant guy, okay? And
oh,
you
really?
You can find and see minute changes in things.
I'm anal. That's what it is. Okay.
Have you noticed something about the photo period of the day recently?
Are we getting into your solstice or your whatever, you know, that thing?
Yeah, well, the winter solstice was on Monday the 21st, and
I know I felt different. I'm not sure what it
well
was.
Now the days are getting a little bit longer.
Uh-huh.
and that's going to continue all the way till I won't test you today.
Oh, thank you.
June 20th when on the 21st days will start getting shorter. So it's every year. And for those of you all that like daylight savings time,
I was going to ask, when do I have to change my thing again, man?
Coming up, you know, I'm not sure what the date is. I saw it on my calendar. They've put it, I think it's in March, early March. But anyway, bottom line is the days get longer and shorter naturally. It's not what we do to our calendar.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah. And the cat knows when it's time to eat.
Speaking of eating, let me tell you what. I mean, you maybe have had prime rib, turkey, hams, things of that nature. But let me just remind anybody that's in the Houston area going to be visiting here.
Okay.
If you're looking for some really, really good Chinese food, I had some.
Oh.
And I saw our friend Richard Jude at China
did?
Garden.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are they still not opening till the afternoon, though?
Afternoon. They open about 2 o'clock, maybe 3 o'clock, and they're really open late afternoon and evening. Yeah. And again, Richard's thinking is, you know, people are still working remotely.
Correct.
You know, downtown's just not as robust
as
it was.
Well, that place is, it is wonderful.
But it is absolutely, absolutely phenomenal. And if you get a chance, go in. And once you go in, you will return many times thereafter.
Well, thing too, because I've been dining with them since they used to be like on Hamilton. I mean, see where the George R. Brown is now,
right?
Where they
right.
used to be, and then had not for some years, and then had gone back. And I got, over the last several years, avoiding egg rolls. You know, I would just get a mugu gai pan, or I say that something in a Chinese restaurant. I love Peking duck, stuff like that, but just egg rolls, egg roll. And I was somebody else's guest, and they said, "Look, egg rolls. Oh, they're incredible. I mean, I forgot how good an egg roll could be."
Yeah.
I mean, they really are incredible.
You can make a meal off of their soup.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then their appetizer. I mean, right. You mentioned the egg roll.
Yeah.
Hand rolled. And this is huge.
Huge. Yeah. Or huge.
Yeah, you're right. Exactly. And then their pork ribs. And then their little... Yeah. Fried chicken, you know, the little chicken wings.
Oh, no.
I mean, and that's where it starts, and fried rice, my goodness.
I get the everything fried rice.
Ah, okay.
Oh.
I've had the everything, and I like pork fried rice. I mean, there isn't anything on the menu that I've ever eaten that isn't great. And the neat thing is you see several generations of the Jew family. I mean, Mama's there.
Wonderful people.
Carol,
the
sister. You know, I mean, brothers, Richard, good people.
And they fish a lot, too.
They fish a lot. I mean, they really do.
Right.
They're down at 1602 Leland, and their web address is the original ChinaGardenHouston.com. And I've got an event that I'm going to hold down there.
Oh, wonderful.
For some associates. So,
am I invited? I'm an associate.
I said, yeah.
That's okay.
We're going to see where the list is.
And now the entertainment portion of our show. I've been watching. I've been purging on Longmire. okay. on Netflix.
Right.
You know, to escape all this other stuff.
And sure.
That's just a wonderful, wonderful television show.
Right.
So there we go. Got that. Anyway, but in the outdoors.
Go ahead.
How about in the, I mean, this is what we're doing here. But this is interesting because we, you know, we've been in a foul mood most of the year. All the election, all the stuff, all the news, good, bad, indifferent, right or wrong, and you wonder about other things. You know, oh boy, in trouble. Well, this interesting came out of Ducks Unlimited. It's fitting that the 116th Congress made conservation a bipartisan priority, continuing to ensure adequate funding for critical programs that conserve wetlands and other habitat. And they're sending out their appreciation to the Democrats and the Republicans' appropriations leaders that have prioritized a lot of these programs, such as the North American Wetlands Conservation Act, the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative, great investments for the wildlife and the communities. And here's some of the programs that were very interesting. Chesapeake Bay Program, $87.5 million. Delaware River Basin Restoration, $10 million. North American Wetlands Conservation Act, $46.5 million in appropriated funding. Soil Health Income Protection Pilot Program that extends the SHIPP up until September 21. Great Lakes Restorative Initiative, $330 million. Migratory Bird Management, $15 million. Water Smart Extension and Expansion increases the budget from $530 million to $700 million. And, you know, and they even thanked... Got Tom Udall. I think the Udall family's been in politics for a long time.
Right.
Senator Tom Udall, Lisa Murkowski, Betty McCollum, Representative David Joyce, all for, you know, for pushing these programs. So that's good news.
I recognize those programs,
yeah.
those names, and domestic type programs, mm-hmm. as opposed to in this latest stimulus bill. You know, all the pork and add on to
it's
countries
horrible.
Around the world
that don't like us.
When we need to take care of things at home.
Us.
At home. Us.
Us. That's it. We
Our
need
people.
To take care of us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, that's good. I mean, every now and then they do something right.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times they do a whole bunch
oh,
wrong.
Oh, boy. And it yeah. always takes so much longer to correct it.
Real quick before we go to break, I want to mention that this year, and we're rapidly approaching 20 million in gun sales.
Mm-hmm. Oh, all-time records.
All-time record with over 8 million first-time purchasers.
Uh-huh.
It's, you know, and when interviews were done, they were asking for many of the first-time buyers, many women, why? And it was to protect themselves.
Uh-huh.
It's real simple. It's common sense. And we need more of that, that's for sure. We shall see what happens on January 5th as we look ahead.
We shall, because the latest figures is the majority of folks are for, you know, private ownership and the Second Amendment.
Right.
So.
And I find it interesting, leading up to the general election in November, people are going, well, why do you all have to get political? Why do you talk about it? Well, because.
You mean us?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Second
what
Amendment.
What they do up there,
you know?
Well, Second Amendment, and like these programs we just talked about, and conservation and preservation of wildlife
Without
and all
question.
That kind of stuff, and proper management, and like we've always said, listen to the pros, the experts, the biologists,
right.
not the knee-jerkers.
And I hope y'all are seeing what's happening to prices and attitudes already,
mm-hmm.
you know, in parts where there's going to be a question. So we shall yeah. see what happens yeah. after January 5th. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we do have the Outdoor Report, our best bets. Yeah, we're going to find out if Harold's been on or off the road, what kind of sled he's been driving.
Uh-huh.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
America's best-selling truck 43 years running is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks, the trucks you need, trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 43 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 43 years, Ford F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
You are listening to Texas Outdoor News, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Third Coast Thermal. Launched in 2015, Third Coast Thermal is owned and operated by a Christian family that is proud of the USA and is committed to provide professional guidance to their clients to help assure their day and nighttime hunting forays are the adventures that make lasting memories. Third Coast Thermal offers a variety of traditional high-quality scopes, binoculars, and other optics. They also offer superior night vision and thermal imagery equipment, plus other hunting tools worthy of your consideration. Folks, it's real simple. Third Coast Thermal, good bunch of people, carry top brands. They've vetted these products, you know, for your day and nighttime hunting adventures.
Expand your opportunities for hunting to 24 hours a day.
Yeah, and one of the things we're going to talk about are dates that will be closing.
Mm-hmm, right.
And when you're going in the North Zone, mm-hmm. January 3rd of whitetail season closing.
Right.
Hey, there is so much to do at night.
Certainly.
Off-season hunting opportunities, it is just phenomenal. And get an education. I'm continuing to learn about the opportunities. So you can give them a call at 832-827-4574. That's 832-827-4574. Or visit thirdcoastthermal.com. They have customers, satisfied customers all across the United States, and will ship to your location for free.
I like it. Also, I want to mention this because we here at Texas Outdoor News got a nice Christmas present. I'm very tickled to let everybody know that for the 14th year in a row now, Ford Trucks and the Best in Ford Dealers are our title sponsor.
Outstanding. Good folks.
Looking forward to 21 for everybody. Yeah,
absolutely.
They are.
Absolutely.
Been
all
a good
right.
run. Good run.
You got our best bets?
Indeed. Let's check things out here. The Texas Outdoors Journal, Fishing and Hunting Times. This weekend, you know, holiday weekend, Christmas weekend, you're out there with the family, got a couple of extra days. Get out there and enjoy this, okay? Both Saturday and Sunday, as well as Monday, are rated as good ones. Tuesday and Wednesday are our two best days of the week. Thursday's another good one. Friday and next Saturday begin 21 as two fair days. Next Sunday, another good one. This weekend, look for game to be most active from early morning until early afternoon. On Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, this major feeding period of the day begins during the mid-morning hours, continues until mid-afternoon. By Thursday and Friday, times will have continued to adjust, so look for game to begin feeding either side of the noon hour, continue to feed until late afternoon. Next weekend, this most active period occurs from early afternoon until the evening hours after sunset. On Tuesday, December the 29th, we will have a full moon. On the coast, this weekend, Saturday is a three-tide day with two low tides and just one high. This Sunday through Friday, a string of days with a double tide schedule of two high and two lows. And next Saturday, another three tide day, two high tides, just one low. Next Sunday has a double tide schedule.
All right. On the coast, with the mild weather that we're reporting and that is being forecasted, fishing should continue to be just phenomenal. All the way from Lake Calcasieu, Big Lake over in southwest Louisiana, down to Port Isabel on the southern tip of the Texas coast. Again, we play the winds. We always play the winds. But when the north wind blow, you're going to want to fish areas that are draining other areas. That's where the fish will be hanging out. Also on windy days, fish the windward side of, say, the reefs, as it will pile water up as well as bait. Offshore fishing has been very good. Reports coming out of Venice, the lumps not far out of Venice have been producing some great yellowfin tuna. A friend of mine, Sam Mary Blanton, I believe she caught about 165-pound yellowfin.
Oh, my goodness.
And she doesn't weigh but maybe 90 pounds soaking wet.
Wow.
I mean, I would have loved to have seen that fight. But
and 12-pound test line, too.
A good captain would provide a lot of help there.
Yeah, right.
in the Midcoast area, your back lake areas, as well as in behind the Barrier Islands to escape some of the winds, on further down in behind Mustang and Padre Island, both North and South Padre. You've got your flats, and when you fish in flats, look for flats that are near or adjacent to deeper water. Okay. That way it'll give them a fish, particularly speckled trout, a place to escape. One final thing on inshore fishing. Flounder, still have not seen a big mass exodus to the Gulf. Water temperatures have not dropped. There really hadn't been a need. They're still stacked up around the staging areas, around the passes, and fishing has been very good. What's going on in our East Texas lakes?
Okay. B.A. Steinhagen. I don't really have a report from – I just like to say that. I just like the way it sounds. Because if we don't have a good report, we're not going to say anything. It's what it is, friend. Okay. Anyway, caddo, crappie are good on minnows near brush piles and timber near drop-offs or creek channels. Conroe, largemouth bass are good on jigs, spinners, and buzz bait. Livingston, largemouth bass are good on Carolina rig plastics, spinners, crankbaits, jigs, and creek structures. Striped bass are good on spoons and shad. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs. Sam Rayburn, largemouth bass are good when searching ledges of all kinds with crankbait, weighted worms, and spinners. The best drops start at 8 to 14 feet. Toledo Bend, crappie are good on jigs working deeper just over man-made brush around 28 to 32 feet. Brim are good with small jigs and crickets. Richland Chambers, largemouth bass are good on wacky worms, pearl swim baits, football jigs, and diving crankbaits fishing near boat docks, points, creeks, and submerged brush. White bass and hybrids are good on slabs and jigging spoons on flats and humps. Crappie are good on minnows or jigs on bridge pilings, timber, and in brush piles. Tawakoni, catfish are good on live bait and cut bait. Largemouth bass are good on blue or purple Texas rig soft plastics, diving crankbaits, Senkos, football jigs, and swim baits. Texoma, crappie are good on minnows and jigs near boathouses, timber, creek ledges, and brush piles in 15 to 25 feet of water.
Heading to South Texas, down Choke Canyon way, where largemouth bass are good if you're fishing buzz baits, jigs, plastic worms, spinners, and rattle traps. Around the many natural structures that can be found, Lake Texana, largemouth bass are good with the fish suspending over brush points, several ledges and creeks. Smaller jerk baits, worms, spinners, and crankbaits are good for the next few weeks. Crappie are excellent under vegetation.
Okay, heading to the hill country, Big Lake Buchanan. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs in 15 to 25 feet, fishing timber and brush piles. We just got that report. I'm sure you saw it about the zebra mussel.
On Buchanan?
On Buchanan, yeah. They're real concerned about that. All right, Canyon. Largemouth bass are good with Carolina rig plastic worms and diving crankbaits near docks, timber, and rock piles in 12 to 24 feet. Catfish are good with prepared baits and cut bait. Medina, white bass are good on the first drop and occasional surface feedings to fish across.
You know, we're going to find out, and this will be some of the information we'll be bringing your way in 2021. Mm-hmm. But, you know, oysters, the type of mussel that they are,
right?
They're a filtration system.
Correct.
Well, the zebra mussel is much smaller, similar type of filtration. Longtime friend Philip Walker told me that on Canyon, he said they've never seen the water so clear because of filtration.
Okay.
Now, we hear about the bad things that happen and certainly about how they will clog screens in our water filtration systems.
Right.
But we're moving water. There's some real contradiction, and we want to get some clarification because we're all supposed to drain, clean, and dry,
the boats.
But we've got water moving from the haves to the have-nots. There seems to be a contradiction there. We're going to see if we can't get that cleared up coming up as to whether just really how bad it is. On the hunting scene, mentioned at the top of the program, we've got the North Zone white-tailed deer and Rio Grande turkey fall season closing January 3rd. The South Zone general white-tailed deer's and Rio Grande season continues till January 17. Sandhill crane season in Zone C through January 24. High Plains mallard management season. The regular North Zone duck season. The dusky duck season. The East Zone light and dark goose season. And the Sandhill crane season in Zone A and Zone B continue till January 31. And then the Rio Grande fall season in Brooks, Kennedy, Kleberg, and Willacy County continue through February 28. All right, Harold. Sled or sleigh or vehicle?
Oh, no, vehicle. Ho, ho, ho. By the way, I forgot to mention Charles Allen, the Knives of Alaska, and Diamond Blade Knives called me the other day just to check in and wanted me to wish you a very Merry Christmas.
Oh, appreciate that.
Oh, there you go.
He builds some good stuff.
Boy, he sure do. Anyway, no, this is a nice vehicle. They've done a good job on this one. Chevrolet, it's the 2021 Traverse all-wheel drive High Country. And what High Country means is loaded. Means leather, means all the good stuff. Ooh. You know, it is a gorgeous, gorgeous plush vehicle, midsize SUV. Really nice. They've done a great job. A lot of style on this thing. And when I had a black cherry metallic exterior and a jet black leather interior. Engine's a 3.6 liter V6, 310 horsepower, mated to a 9-speed. Automatic transmission, so that gives you a lot of scoot on the bottom end, and then better mileage on the top end. 5,000 pounds towing. Got the trailer equipment that comes with this thing. This thing, it comes with everything. So 20-inch polished aluminum wheels. Of course, their infotainment system and navigation. 8-inch diagonal color touch screen. Bluetooth, of course. Adaptive cruise control. Bose premium speaker sound system. Leather-appointed seats, as I mentioned, is 7-passenger seating. Second row or captain's chairs, which is just cool. It's just comfortable. Makes it easier to get into that third row. Power lumbar control for the driver and the front passenger. Heated and ventilated front seats. Heated steering wheel. I like that. Those chilly mornings, that's just so neat. Third row is a 60-40 split. And I said, of course, captain's chairs in the second. Rear camera mirror, which blows me away the first time I saw one of those. You're looking at the mirror, and it's not a mirror, it's a TV screen.
Right.
Yeah, but you can flip it off. Right. You got to get used to it. You kind of, huh? And it's actually wider than the normal image you get on just this regular mirror.
Sure.
Of course, leather-wrapped steering wheel, leather-wrapped everything. Dual skyscraper, sunroof, outside heated mirrors, front fog lamps, a lot of LEDs, obviously. Of course, safety and equipment, rear park assist, rear cross traffic alert, lane change alert, Chevy safety assist, transmission adjust as far as the drive on it, thanks. It is all-wheel drive. Very, very capable. Good looking. And this thing, base is 53 because it's already loaded. So this one adding destination charge and stuff like that was 54, which this day and age, you know, something low 50s, that plush is a pretty good deal, really.
Sure.
Great looking vehicle. Check it out. It's really, I find, the 2021 Chevy Traverse all-wheel drive High Country edition.
You know, you were talking about time off, you know, with the extended Christmas weekend.
Right.
Well, we got another extended weekend next weekend when we begin the new year.
Right.
And get a new vehicle.
Go shopping.
Yeah, go shopping.
Give yourself a Christmas present.
Do a little road trip around Texas.
Yeah, and there's financing is still incredible out there. So, I mean, there's some really great deals.
It is.
And the late, great Mort Hall, and I did some ads for Mort a million years ago, and actually not at Mort Hall Ford. I ran into him at a grocery store one day, and we're just talking, and he says, Harold, I'm going to tell you something. I said, what's that, Mort? He said, just remember this. He says, never buy a new car or a used truck. Right? Okay. You know, sometimes trucks do get a little abused.
Yes,
you know?
They do.
And, of course, new car, minute you turn the key, it's a used car.
Yes, it is.
That's the problem with that one. So look at resale values when you're thinking about buying, too, friends.
There you go. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to continue our 2020 year in review. We're going to look at what's going on in the fishing world right here on Texas Outdoor News.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough, the kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer, the ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way.
Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
It's that time of year when we're all hustling around buying gifts for family, friends, clients, or business associates. If they love the outdoors and do most of their hunting and fishing in Texas, then give them a subscription to Texas Outdoors Journal. Each issue of this award-winning publication has a section for hunters, saltwater anglers, freshwater anglers, and a section for everyone. Plus, they'll receive our monthly forecast for area lakes and the entire Texas coast. Take advantage of our 3 for $39 Christmas special. That's any combination of 3 subscriptions or 3 years at just $39. Give 3 friends each a 1-year subscription. It's just $39. Take a subscription for yourself and give 2 1-year gift subscriptions, just $39. Or sign up for 3 years for just $39. Subscribe securely online at TexasOutdoorsJournal.com.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with Vitamins and Minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tailed blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. Folks, we're heading into a drought. It's a dry winter with mild temperatures, and the rigors of the rut are taking its toll on bucks. You need to have Fortified Cottonseed out at all times to help the entire deer herd. Help the bucks, help the mamas that are carrying the does, the fawns, and certainly when they drop those fawns later in the coming year, and start lactating as the fawns nurse. For more information on Fortified Cottonseed blends, visit fortifiedcottonseed.com or call 806-839-2122. That's 806-839-2122.
And, you know, my normal favorite thing, the fact that raccoons and pigs don't eat it.
Yeah, and my favorite thing are those big bucks that they're growing on those ranches that have been feeding for a few years.
Great
results are absolutely phenomenal.
Really are.
They really are. All right, we're going to talk a little fishing, and we're going to start off talking about the Share Lunker program. Mm-hmm. Lake Allen Henry was a surprise as Blake Cockrell caught 2 legacy over 13-pound Share Lunkers from Lake Allen Henry. Joe Castle caught a 15.34-pounder out of Lake Nacogdoches, and I was looking at my notes because evidently something happened, and we did not have time to confirm, but O.H. Ivy, the last day of the legacy class period, which is the first two that ended March 29th, gave up a share lunker, but it's not now listed, so I'm not sure what happened. On the coastal fishery side, Coastal Conservation Association really did some homework and finally held the feet to the fire of, fishery service, the feds.
Right.
On the count for red snapper.
Yeah.
And they Coastal Conservation just came out and flat dab slapped them upside the head and said, "Your counts are way wrong," which anglers and everyone else has been saying for some time.
Right.
And they estimated they could be 7, 8, maybe even 10 times off. So we're going to see more.
To the good or to the bad, though?
To the good.
Okay.
We've got more fish.
All right.
And these short windows of fishing opportunities in years past, no fishing opportunities, the restrictions that have been placed made no sense. And we've proven that here in the Lone Star State, in our state waters out to 9 nautical miles.
Right.
We started the year great economically, and then we hit March, and then the China virus showed up. everything got shut down. Nobody knew what to do.
Correct.
Even the experts didn't know what to do, but they were going to do something, even if it was wrong, which was many times the case.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
But fishing license went up. Talk about social distancing. Less fishing pressure on our lakes,
right,
as well as on the coast, meant some really good fishing in a variety of sources.
And so, I mean, really even better next year.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Yeah. You know, and I'm glad you brought that point up, because we talk about Alan Henry, that had kind of been a little quiet, was a big bass producer a few years back. O.H. Ivy kept predicting that they were going to give up something, and thought they had given up one. And the experts are saying that with the turnover that's taken place, the way that the brush and all deteriorates, that fishing on ivy could come back to the days of old, you know, where it was one of the top producers.
That's great.
Fork is quiet, had been quiet. Rayburn been quiet. Toledo Bend been quiet this year. Get more people out on the water, and it really could come up.
Well, I'll do a brief commercial here, too. You talk about CCA. All these organizations that have done such a great job for all of us as far as their conservation and the fact standing up to people that have the wrong information, they still need funding. And, of course, the fundraisers have been canceled.
Right.
So, you know, if you haven't joined an organization, join one. If you belong to one, maybe raise your level of membership, or just donate, or spread the word and get some friends to, you know, to join in and support them. We got products you can buy, stuff like that.
Yeah, let me tell you, the membership side.
Yeah.
Yes, we need members. We need numbers, because that attracts sponsors.
Correct.
Okay. It's really a break even. Okay. For these conservation groups. But the outright donations are what they're using to sustain not having the fundraisers, because that's really the lifeblood, you know, that are coming in. But you're absolutely right, and that's a great point. CCA and all the rest, DUL,
Rocky
Turkey,
Mountain Elk Foundation, all of those, absolutely.
Yeah. That's a great point. All right, we've hit the mid portion of the program. We need to take another break. When we come back, we're going to shift over to what's been going on at Texas Parks and Wildlife, as well as on the hunting scene, right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
At Capital Farm Credit, we want to be there for our ranchers and for the generations to come.
My name is Ron Brown. I'm a farmer rancher. Farm Credit has been there through the whole deal and been behind me through the whole deal. They've evolved with me. I mean, it's been a fun trip so far. Once you get in with them, they kind of stand behind you. They don't quit you when you're in a bind, or I wouldn't be here. I definitely would recommend Farm Credit to people. I have, and I would again.
Capital Farm Credit. Together, we're better.
The official gunsmithing service of Texas Outdoor News is MG Arms in Spring, Texas. We've used them for years because they are the best. From repairs and replacement parts to trigger jobs, stock repair, metal refinishing, including bluing, parkerizing, Teflon, and Cerakote coatings in over 100 colors and more. How about a performance boost with MG Arms custom services such as lightweight Kevlar stocks made to your specifications, rebarreling, rechambering, skeletonizing, fluting, porting, muzzle brakes, and scope mounting. And if you've ever dreamed of having a custom firearm built just for you, MG Arms is the place. They are world famous for their line of ultralight bolt-action rifles that are a joy to carry and a dream to shoot. The Taranis lineup is built on the lightest AR-type platform available. For personal defense and concealed carry is the 1911-style Wraith. Their hunting revolver, the mighty Dragon Slayer, has taken the most dangerous game on the planet. For your gunsmithing needs and your custom firearms dreams, visit MG Arms at mgarmsinc.com or call 281-821-8282.
We continue our review of 2020, and right off the bat, Harold, let's take a look at the leadership at Texas Parks and Wildlife Department. And it's really been fun over the years that we've been in the outdoor industry, watching many of these individuals come in and rise through the ranks.
Yeah, and stay with it. I mean, that's the thing.
Stay with it and stay here, you know. Topping things off, of course, we got Carter Smith, you know, is our executive director who continues to lead. But Clayton Wolf, and I've known Clayton for years, first as a biologist, district leader out of Jasper, and then he moved to Austin where, you know, he assisted with the wildlife division and became the director, and now is the chief operating officer.
Right.
We tease him about raising his hand, you know.
Yeah, right, don't do that.
Well, we saw something similar with John Slavosky. Again, John was district leader out of Tyler, then the assistant wildlife division director, then the interim division director, and they went, you just keep the job, okay? So he's there. Chad Jones was selected as the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department's new law enforcement director, overseeing and orchestrating all of our game wardens, the academy, everything that goes on. But as some people fail to remember, you're still dealing with people and you're still dealing with life events. And on August 8th, the department was hit by a tragedy when while doing a wildlife helicopter survey for desert bighorn sheep, wildlife biologist Dewey Stockbridge, fish and wildlife technician Brandon White, and state wildlife veterinarian Doc Bob Dittmar were killed in a helicopter crash.
Yeah.
And let me tell you what, we talk about family in the outdoors.
Absolutely.
Tragedy really took the wind out of the sails when you talked to people with the department, and particularly those that interacted with those three men. And we continued to think about them, you know, over this holiday period and their families. But one thing that we can look at is the groundwork and the work that they did.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, that will remain and continue on.
Well, there's something, too, you know, where we say, you know, you see a police officer, thank him for his service.
Sure.
You see a game warden.
Yeah.
Thank him for his service because they do an amazing job. And the diversity of their training and what they are called upon to do from time to time is just fascinating. It's amazing what they do.
Their hat rack is loaded.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. And on the hunting side, and we had John Slavosky on just a few weeks ago as a guest.
Right.
And when you say wildlife division, that is so expansive.
Yes.
I mean, CWD, the black bears that are coming back into the Lone Star State.
Right, from the south and from the north and from the east.
Challenges of dealing with landowners that control 97, almost 98% of the land that make up the state. It is a challenge. And on the hunting side, quail season, as we mentioned, will go through February 28th. And just a suggestion for you quail hunters, this is when about the time when deer season shuts down and everybody says, okay, now we're going to go quail hunt. Hunt coveys and leave the singles alone so that they'll covey back up.
Right.
And realize, yes, there's the theory that 80% of quail, you know, has a 80% mortality rate, whether you hunt them or not. But just a few of those busy working, you know, breeders will be the broodstock, you know, for the recovery. And then we look at the challenges of our state dealing with the Canadian Wildlife Division. All of the different state divisions through the Central Flyway, the feds. We didn't have a duck survey this year because of the coronavirus. So we were going off of old numbers and looking at ways to manage the resource here in the Lone Star State.
Also, when someone new moves into Texas, you know, give them a hug and say, y'all, and y'all come on over and here have a cool one with me and blah blah blah, and educate them in our way, because what's happening here is you're getting, you know, Tesla moving into Texas, Toyota's moved into Texas, Oracle's moving into Texas, but a lot of them, for some reason, and I've talked to some of them, that it's wonderful and the taxes and it's great in the home, I got five times the home for, you know, 10 times less the money and blah blah blah, but you people are just too damn conservative. Well, wait a minute, you know, don't come here and try to change Texas into California.
There's a reason why we're attractive.
That's right.
And why it has worked for so long. And there are those that are native born, those that got here as quickly as they could. And that's true from day one, from the beginning.
Absolutely.
And newcomers coming in need to look at the way we do things because we get it right.
Correct.
It works for this state. Yeah. And what we have to offer, and that's a great point here.
Well, it's like thing me being born in Houston, and I love the city, always have been. Yeah. I love my piece of hill country, my mom's family, all from the Mason, Orlando, Brady area.
Right.
There's so many good things. When we've had these hiccups in the economy, and everybody's going, aw. And I'm going, well, not exactly aw. I'm looking at what's happening in California or New York or Illinois. But wait a minute. Let's just pick Houston. Okay, the petroleum capital of the world, the largest medical center in the world, the largest port in tonnage in America. We got a lot of stuff going on that keeps going on. No matter the shifts in the economy, we can weather that.
Let's look at the most recent election,
And
the blue wave never occurred.
Right.
There are blue pockets, and if you look at the blue pockets, that is where poor leadership, mismanagement, and financial issues come to bear. Not only does it impact us individually, but that filters down to what we do recreationally and outdoors and our conservation groups, as well as being able to fund wildlife programs. It's been a crazy, crazy year.
Oh, boy.
And our prayers and hopes is that things turn around. And 2021 will be much, much brighter for all.
So are you going to get the shot?
No.
You're not, huh?
Okay. No. I'm gonna rely on my 99.5% immune system, you know?
I got a friend of mine, bless her heart, working in a pet hospital. She has had the coronavirus test now 11 times. You know, to go, another four in the office got it, another two in the office got it. You know?
And
I say somewhat jokingly, I said, maybe you're the carrier. You still don't have it. But you just got to be careful out there. And that's just mutual respect. I'm not offended by restaurants saying, put your mask on before you come in. That doesn't bother me.
And social distance or go a different time.
Certainly.
Yeah. And plus, you know, I enjoy my time with my three friends.
Yes.
Me, myself, and I.
There you go.
You know?
My hands have never been cleaner.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Hey, we need to get to a break. We've still got more Texas Outdoor News headed your way.
Hello. I'm Ernie Hudson. Sometimes I play a hero in the movies and on TV, but what I'm most proud of is being a hero for my four kids. I did that by beating cancer. Twice. And as a dad, there's nothing I wouldn't do to protect my kids from cancer. The human papillomavirus, or HPV, can cause six types of cancer. That's why every parent needs to know there's an HPV vaccine, and it can stop cancer before it starts. Girls and boys should get the vaccine at 11 or 12, and there's a catch-up option for teens and young adults. Over 40,000 new cases of HPV-related cancer will be diagnosed this year. Together, we can change those numbers. Be a hero. Call your child's doctor today and ask about the HPV vaccine. Getting tested for cancer saved my life. Getting your son or daughter vaccinated could save theirs. For more information, go to preventcancer.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It's time for the Outdoor Calendar on Texas Outdoor News, but you've got a special, don't you?
Indeed. Yep, we are brought to you by the official mobile lighting provider of Texas Outdoor News, and that is Hybrid Light, friends. For our listeners and friends, they have a special right now. These products, they charge on any USB, they charge on any light source. I don't mean just solar, photovoltaic, the lights in your kitchen. And they hold a charge for 7 years. And they can also be used to charge your phone and other devices, okay? They're extremely versatile. My favorite's the Mammoth. It's their work light. You got to check it out and go online. But for any of their products right now, any, all of them, part of the whole catalog, 20% off. And free same-day shipping. So go to hybridlight.com and check out. Add the discount code TEXAS20. And again, that is 20% off and free same-day delivery. Okay, seasons through February 28. Quail season statewide, 254 counties. That's when it ends, of course, the 28th. Same thing through the 28th, squall, squirrel fall season, 51 East Texas counties. And then also through the 28th, the javelina season in the North Zone. And check out the Texas Parks and Wildlife site to make sure you got it right on those things. And then go hunting and take someone with you in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. It is no wonder Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 43 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. Nothing is tougher than Ford's F-Series. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
As we wrap up 2020, I want to thank all of our listeners that tune in every week, listen to us on one of the web platforms, look back and see what Harold or I said or didn't say.
Or catch us, maybe we said it wrong.
That's right. That's right. But this is, you know, Harold, this is the last time we're going to visit with our folks in 2020. But we got a lot to cover in 2021.
And we're going to kick it off, and it's going to be a lot better.
Yeah, it's going to be a good year. I really believe it's going to be a good year.
Positive mental attitude, friends. Like I say, Bill talking about, check our website out, TexasOutdoorNews.com. There's a list of all of our wonderful affiliate stations, plus all the shows are archived. So if you go, what do they say? I'm going to catch them saying it wrong. Whatever you want to do, just click on it and play it. We're also on YouTube, Stitcher Smart Radio, Facebook, all of that stuff, okay? Remember, we are brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Again, happy holiday season. Hope you had a Merry Christmas. Be safe out there. Join us next week for Texas Outdoor News.
Happy New Year.